Robert Pershing Wadlow was born on the 22nd of February 1918 and passed away on July 15, 1940. He was known as the Alton Giant and the Giant of Illinois. He was an American who became famous as the tallest person ever in recorded history, for whom there is irrefutable evidence. The Alton and Illinois monikers reflect that he was born and raised in Alton, Illinois. Wadlow reached 8 foot 11 inches, that's 2.72 meters in height, and weighed 490 pounds, 220 kilos, at his death at the age of 22. His great size and his continued growth in adulthood were due to hyperplasia of his pituitary gland, which results in an abnormally high level of human growth hormone. He showed no indication of an end to his growth, even at the time of his death. Wadlow was born to Addie Johnson and Harold Wadlow in Alton, Illinois, on February 22, 1918. He was the oldest of five children. He was taller than his father by the time he was 8 years of age, and in elementary school they had to make a special desk for him due to his size. By the time he had graduated from Alton High School in 1936, he was 8 foot 4 inches, 2.54 meters. After graduating, he enrolled in Shortleaf College with the intention of studying in law. Years later, Wadlow's size began to take its toll. He required leg braces to walk and had little feeling in his legs and feet. Despite these difficulties, he never used a wheelchair. Wadlow became a celebrity after his 1936 US tour with the Ringling Brothers Circus. In 1938, he did a promotional tour with the International Shoe Company, since 1966 called Interco. They provided him with his shoes free of charge. Examples still exist in several locations throughout the US, including Snyder's Shoe Store in Ludlington and Manistee in Michigan, and the Alton Museum of History and Art. He continued participating in tours and public appearances, though only in his normal street clothes. He possessed great physical strength until the last year of his life, when his strength and his health in general began to deteriorate rapidly. Wadlow was a member of the Order of Demolay, the Masonic-sponsored organization for young men. He was also a Freemason. In 1939, he petitioned Franklin Lodge in Alton, Illinois, and by late November of that year, was raised to the degree of Master Mason under the jurisdiction of the Grand Lodge of Illinois, AF and AM. His Freemason ring was the largest ever made. 1 year before his death, Wadlow passed John Rogan as the tallest person ever. On June 27, 1940, 18 days before his death, he was measured at 8 foot 11 inches, that's 2.72 meters, by Dr. C.M. Charles and Cyril McBride of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. On July 4, 1940, during a professional appearance at the Manistee National Forest Festival, a faulty brace irritated his ankle. It caused a blister and subsequent infection. Doctors treated him with blood transfusion and emergency surgery, but his condition worsened due to an autoimmune disorder, and on July 15, 1940, 11 days after contacting the infection, he died in his sleep at the age of 22. His coffin measured 10 feet 9 inches, that's 3.28 meters long, by 32 inches, that's 81 centimeters wide, by 30 inches, 76 centimeters deep. It weighed 1,000 pounds, that's 450 kilos, and was carried by 12 pallbearers and 8 assistants. His body was buried at Oakwood Cemetery in Upper Alton, Madison County, Illinois. A life-size statue of Wadlow stands on College Avenue in Alton, opposite the Alton Museum of History and Art. It was erected in 1986 in honor of the well-known native. Others stand in the Guinness Museums in Niagara Falls, in Ontario, in Galtonburg, Tennessee, as well as several of Ripley's Believe It or Not museums. A group of six life-size models of him made by artist James Butler exist and are shipped and displayed in replica caskets. Another lifestyle statue of Wadlow may be viewed at Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum in Farmington Hills, Michigan. In front of it is a small quarter-operated TV box, which plays a short documentary movie about his extraordinary life. Wadlow is still affectionately known as the Gentle Giant. This is Barry Mack.